I think we need to uninstall 2020.
Yeah, it's got a virus.
On this week's episode of HPDHQ, All Things COVID.
Welcome back, everyone. This is HPDHQ, Huntersville Police Department's official podcast. I'm Odette Saglambeni, the Public Information Officer for Huntersville PD.
And I am Lieutenant Brian Vaughn, the Lieutenant over Personnel and Training. How was your week last week?
It was all right. Not too bad. How about your week?
It wasn't too bad. It was the first week of school, so we had to get back in the swing of things with that. And I think you had to get back in the swing of things, too. So how did your first week of school go?
It wasn't too bad. This is my first child putting through school. She's in kindergarten. I have two other ones, but they're in preschool. We haven't done anything other than COVID. It wasn't bad. She was super excited to go to school. We're in the Iredell-Statesville school system, so she's doing half in-person and half virtual. So Thursday was her first day of class.
Were you excited about her going to school?
I was, yeah. I mean, I was excited.
Yeah. That doesn't sound, were there any tears? Who had more tears, you or her?
Oh, she had no tears. She was so excited to go. And I was fine. I was composed until we made it into the classroom. And then I started really thinking about it. Like, well, she's starting school. Aww. She's getting big.
Did you have feelings?
I did.
Do you have feelings?
Believe it or not, I do have feelings.
I've known you for 3 years now. I didn't even know this until this week. This is.
But I didn't cry. My glasses fogged up because I had to wear a mask.
It's because of the mask.
And I couldn't see. So that's why my glasses were
fogged
up.
You sure no one was cutting onions?
No, I'm positive.
They could have been cutting onions too. That could have worked.
My eyes were sweating. No, but it was good. The school was really great, and they got the car line moving really fast, even with checking temperatures and, you know, putting hand sanitizer. And so it was good. It was good. How about you?
Pretty uneventful. I have a little boy going into third grade. He is in CMS as well. And I think mom and dad probably have more jitters than he did because mm-hmm. he's used to it. And he was ready to get started. We had the jitters because of wondering if this stuff was going to work. Usually, you remember when you got ready for school at the beginning of the school year, you thought, oh, I'm going to pick out the best outfit.
Really excited about what you're going to wear
on
your first
outfit.
Day.
Sunday night, you're getting your outfit ready, laid out. So I told him, you should just do with the mullet outfit.
The mullet outfit.
The mullet outfit. You know, remember mullets? I think they're kind of coming back, but business in the front.
Party in the back.
Party in the back. So I told him, I said, man, business up top. Casual on the bottom.
Yeah, that's what everybody's doing anyway.
Everybody that's listening to this is probably doing that right now.
They're looking down like, oh,
I didn't even get dressed this morning.
I know, I would just keep my PJs on.
All your Zoomers out there, thank goodness we really aren't getting to work from home too much because I'd probably be just in a shirt and tie and then gym shorts.
Tie? Who are we kidding?
No,
you're not wearing a tie.
I am not going to wear a tie. That is so crazy.
T-shirt and, pajama bottoms.
Yeah, pajama bottoms.
Pajama bottoms. It was like I was talking to my kids saying, get your, nightgowns on or, I don't know, what do you call them?
Pajamas.
PJs. Pajamas. Anyway, I digress. COVID. All right. So we've got a
COVID,
few things to talk about.
Is COVID a thing still?
It is a thing.
It feels like it's been about 5 months.
It has been 5 months.
Oh, man.
But it feels like it's been longer.
5 years.
Yeah. But, it's only been 5 months, beginning of March, right?
Yeah.
Or halfway through March.
Back then, we had to, lock this building down, and it's still closed right now.
Yeah. So the only difference with the building is you can't physically come inside and talk to our civilian personnel at the front desk. Now you have to push a button at the front and they'll talk to you through the intercom.
And there's a huge stop sign on the door now too because the magnetic lock sometimes weren't working right and people still came in.
Yeah, because people don't read you know, people don't read signs.
Right.
You know,
especially stop signs.
Yes. Any signs on the street.
Yes. Nowhere.
So
speed
even
limit
though
signs.
Yeah. Even though it says, you know, don't come inside, wait outside and ring the bell, people would still pull on the door anyway. So we had to put a big red stop sign out there to keep people from trying to pull on the door handle and come in. But as far as the building, that's really the only thing that's changed.
What was nice, though, that came out of that is we started this new program in Expeditor's office where we have an officer at a desk, at a phone, where people can file simple criminal reports or lost driver's license reports over the telephone to keep our officers...
As long as it's not an emergency.
As long as, yeah,
if there's an emergency. Of course, if there's an emergency, you need to dial 911. But if it's something where you don't, it doesn't require an officer to come out and collect evidence, or if nobody's in danger, absolutely you can call the Expeditor's office, and that's 704-464-5356, and they can take your report over the phone. You don't have to worry about an officer coming out and trying to socially distance and constantly ask each other what you're saying, because we can't actually hear anybody with these masks on.
Right, you're talking and it's all muffled and yeah, the mask is blocking it.
You don't realize how much you pay attention.
Lip read.
Yeah, until all this stuff started, and now I have trouble understanding most people. Even you, as loud as you are, I can't understand what you're saying half the time.
This is so sweet. We're on episode 3 and we're already finishing each other's sentences. That's kind of weird.
It's awful.
So we might actually start getting better at this, which, you know, maybe we'll get there at some point.
Maybe. I hope so.
I want to thank everyone that has listened so far. It's been pretty overwhelming. We weren't expecting the numbers to be the way they were.
Yeah.
I told Odette a couple days ago, it's weird because I realized that there have been some people in Canada listening to this podcast.
That was weird.
I don't even
maybe
understand
why. Maybe
that
was a mess up.
Maybe they didn't mean to type in Huntersville. I don't know. I have no idea how somebody in Canada ended up listening to our podcast, but they did. That's cool.
Who knows?
So we'll see where this thing is going. Yeah. Along with those, the Expeditor office, a couple other, we're going to start at least one other new program because of this also, with the online reporting. It's kind of in early development right now, and we're working on the webpage and getting that up to date where you can file a report online for some simple crimes.
So you don't even have to talk to anybody.
You don't
now.
Even have
you
to talk to anybody.
You can just do it all online.
You can just text everybody just like you would anyhow.
Exactly. So we're trying to make it easier on people to file reports. So you don't have to wait for an officer to come out and respond. It just makes more sense that way. If there's no emergency, you know, you don't have to sit and wait for somebody to come out there.
It gives our officers a little more time to do zone checks and check on businesses and make sure that they're safe. And then it also gives our officers more time to commit more to the community when they're out and about.
And speaking of our officers out on patrol, you may have noticed that they look a little bit different. They are wearing masks, so we are now required to wear masks whenever we're in contact with anybody in the public. So that's one of the differences that you may notice. Now, you know, we are human, so sometimes we forget to put it on. We have had some messages come in through social media about why wasn't your officer wasn't wearing a mask when they were, you know, at whatever place. It's like, well, I don't know their reason for not wearing the mask, but, you know, sometimes that stuff happens. You forget to put it on, and it's...
You get to the grocery store or get to wherever you're going, and about halfway across the parking lot, you go, dang it.
Yep. Gotta turn around and get my mask.
Walk all the way back to the car. It's so ridiculous. It's not ridiculous.
It's not, but we're trying. We're trying. Everybody's trying.
And we forget, just like you forget. And it's so weird. We're human.
I know.
Isn't that
weird?
We're
not robots.
We're not robots, and we completely forget these things, too. So we have given all these officers access to all different kinds of mask protection. We have surgical masks, cloth masks, N95 masks. We've given them all their other PPEs like nitrile gloves and hand sanitizer, which, side note, the hand sanitizer.
It's strong.
It's strong hand sanitizer. And it smells like a moonshine factory.
It does.
Because
we're very grateful
that these
distilleries have donated hand sanitizer.
We have had a bunch of hand sanitizer donated to us from some of the local distilleries, and it does. It smells very strong of liquor.
It does.
got to be careful.
Yeah. So I swear that that smell is not because we've been drinking on duty.
No.
It's the hand sanitizer, we
promise.
It's
the hand sanitizer.
We hope that's the...
Now, in this podcast studio, it still just smells like a storage closet.
Because it is a storage closet. There's bike tires behind you.
Is there?
Yeah, there is.
They're I just turned around. I forgot that there are bike tires in this closet.
Yeah. A lot of things in this closet.
That's so great. So the officers, you're using these precautions on calls for service. They are directed to make sure that they're wearing their masks and gloves if they're going to a house where there might be a possible COVID exposure. Otherwise, they usually are just kind of hanging out outside waiting for medic or fire personnel to give them the clearance where it's okay for them to go in. And we are trying to maintain that 6 feet of distance whenever we are taking reports. So along those lines, we are going to get into some of the crime stats that have been going on, which is kind of the meat and potatoes of this podcast.
Yeah, we had some questions about that.
We have about our response and how we are going into investigating our crimes and what's going on with those. So let's talk about response first. Somebody calls in and complains and says, hey, I saw that X, Y, and Z business is open and I don't think they should be. First of all, how do they report that to us?
That needs to be, you need to dial 311.
Yes.
Call that number. Don't send us a message on social media saying, you know, I saw this person not wearing their mask. Dial 311, and that's where you need to file that particular kind of complaint.
And I think it's important to note that the police department, we are not the ones enforcing a mask violation per se, but we are the ones enforcing if a business is if a business is doing that. And I shouldn't really say enforcing. We're probably more on the education side of things. Our response is that we're going to go talk to the business, see what the violation looks like, mm-hmm. and then just educate them about what the current governor's orders, where we stand in phase B plus plus. What is this one called?
I don't know. Over it.
Over.
That's what it's called.
Phase over it.
So
please wear your masks so we can go to phase C and get back to some normalcy-ish. Yeah. So the crime stats are courtesy of Sergeant John Allen, who I've seen a couple times today. His shift must be on duty. Mm. And he is like...
He's a genius
when it comes to numbers.
These types of things, yeah. These charts and numbers.
Excel
and
spreadsheets.
Yeah, he's really good at that kind of stuff.
It's unbelievable. And when we saw these things... What was one of the first things that stuck out to you? It's probably the same thing for me that stuck out the most.
Yeah. So we're actually, just to kind of give you a little bit of background, we are using March 16th up until August, about last week or so, August 13th, and we're comparing it to the last few years. So one of the first things that kind of jumped out to me was the amount of traffic tickets.
Traffic tickets. Yeah. They're way... So
way down
this time frame, this 5 month period, 2 years ago, we had issued written over 600 tickets. Yeah. And right now we're at what?
125.
Yeah, that's way down. And
that is.
I bet if we had to look into it further, 110 of those were probably those motorcycle guys.
Yeah, the traffic guys.
Who we're going to talk about every episode somehow. One of those motor guys has had to, they had to be the ones that wrote.
Oh, yeah.
15 of those things or something. And that our traffic stops are way down also. They're probably down, probably down 40% from where they were a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty low as well. We had a few years ago, there were a little over 2,300 traffic stops. And our average is about 2,200. And we're at 990.
Of so which is how many on the
all
motor,
traffic,
all
motor guys,
all the motor guys somehow. So, you know, we're just really out there looking for the most egregious of violations at this point. We don't have quotas. That's kind of a misnomer that police departments have quotas, and maybe there are quotas from where you came from,
but not here,
but not in Huntersville, not in North Carolina. Actually, North Carolina actually has state statutes against police departments having quotas. We don't get a dime from those things.
No,
it all,
I don't
if
see
you look
anybody.
At it, all goes to court costs and it all goes to the court system and the jails and all those things. So there is not a quota. No. So
if you're getting a ticket, It's probably because you deserve to get a ticket.
Probably because you got a ticket, I guess.
Especially
I
here know. In Huntersville.
Our number one thing is traffic, and our traffic is the one thing that has probably been the most affected by this.
Oh, yeah.
I would say in the positive way, our crashes and are way down.
And our crashes are way down as well. So those are about, from a couple years ago, they're almost half. But our average is about 390, and we're at 240.
But all of you are at home.
Yeah. So there wasn't many. I mean, when this stuff first started and everything was shut down, it was like a ghost town here.
It was a ghost town. Things are starting to pick back up, though. Mm-hmm. Something else that kind of stuck out to me was that shoplifting is way down because
the businesses were closed. Yeah, you couldn't go anywhere.
I said it last week. I'm not a detective, and I probably won't ever.
We know.
We probably won't ever. I also chew my ice cream, apparently. If you listened to last week. So obviously businesses aren't open, so our shoplifting stuff went way down. Our larceny from vehicles has gone down.
But we're starting to see a little bit of an uptick.
Uptick.
In that, in the last couple of weeks, we've had quite a few larceny from autos. So.
And nice segue there. Next week.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about larceny.
We're
going to
talk about larcenies, and we'll get into that a little later.
Residential breaking and enterings are down. All of you are home.
Everybody's home. Nobody wants to break into a house that has somebody in it.
Especially because most of our residential burglaries happen during the day when people are at work. So you're at home right now Zooming or listening to this in your dress attire up top and casual. How do you pronounce it?
Pajamas.
Pajamas.
What's wrong with how I say pajamas?
Pajama jamma ding dong.
How do you say it?
I don't know.
PJs?
PJs. That's what we'll go with. I don't even know what I say. So those other numbers are all critical.
Jams.
Jams. That's great. So all those property and theft type things are all down because everybody's home. Robberies are down. They're home.
Everything else has been pretty much the same.
It's been level across the board. And frauds. Frauds are up.
Yeah. We're seeing some of these COVID-related frauds and scams. So if you get a phone call from somebody saying that somebody you may know contracted COVID and they need you to send some kind of payment, don't do it.
Don't send payment.
Don't do it.
Don't go to the store and buy iTunes gift cards to pay for
a something.
COVID test when you can drive over here to one of these things and have that Q-tip tickle the inside of the back of your head. And you don't need to pay for that.
No, just don't give personal information over the phone because you don't know who you're talking to.
And if you have a question, if somebody's called you and they say that you owe them money, we may even talk about this in a few weeks about frauds and how to avoid being a victim of a fraud. But if somebody calls you and owes them money, they will be more than happy to let you call them back at whatever corporate number is that they're calling you from. So if the bank calls you, hang up and look up your bank's information and call your bank directly and make sure that that's
the case. Don't call that same number back. Look up another phone number, see if you can get a hold of somebody else.
And your car warranty expired 3 years ago. Don't fall for still.
If you even have a warranty.
So please don't go buy gift cards and give out that information to pay these things. They don't exist, so be careful. So our frauds have gone up a little bit.
Yeah. And thankfully, we've had no suicides.
Yeah, it's
since this pandemic started.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there have been a couple of those in years past during the same time frame. So we've seen that in the past, and so we will continue to monitor that. Overall, our calls for service have been right on par with years past. We're only about 10% below where we are on an average for this time of year.
I mean, people are reporting less crimes, but they're still reporting other things like stuff related to COVID. So that's why our calls for service are still pretty much on par.
Yeah. So kind of jumping back to crashes, our crashes are down 40%, which could also lead into our tip of the week.
Yeah, our traffic tip of the week.
Odette and I decided that each week we're going to give either a traffic tip or we're going to give some sort of community resource tip or a crime prevention tip. And so this week we decided on a traffic tip because we were approached by...
Yeah, Sergeant Bruning. Right. He's over our traffic safety division. And he said that one of his motor guys, Officer Raymond, said, hey, why don't we're talking, with COVID stuff going on, and people being required to socially distance, maybe people should socially distance in their cars and maybe give people some space when they're driving.
Did you tell them that we were doing an episode on COVID?
No, I didn't.
So just randomly they came to you and said, hey, you guys give a traffic tip this week about social distancing your cars and so you don't get in crashes, because we're starting to see an uptick in rear-end collisions, right?
Yep. So give the person in front of you some space. You don't need to be right up on somebody.
Right. And you don't have a mask to protect yourself.
No.
Put a mask on your car.
Put a mask on the front of your car.
Oh. Like an old 80s bras. Yes.
Yeah, put on the front.
We should be required to put those on next. I think that'd be great.
Don't say it, because it'll happen.
It will happen.
Because they're going to say it's going to come in through the grill and then get in through your vents. And now people that wear masks when they're driving by themselves now are justified in wearing masks while they're driving in the car alone.
Have you seen those people that ride in the car by themselves wearing a mask?
You kind of strike me as one of those people.
Me?
Yeah.
So last week I bite my ice cream, and this week I ride around in a car with a mask on with nobody else
in
the car.
With nobody else in it? I wonder how many people just pulled their mask slowly, pulled the mask off.
That just looked around and went,
there's nobody else in
here.
If you are one of those people, that's okay. We're not judging.
Yeah.
I'm just judging Brian.
Yes, which is so easy to do at this point. So along those lines, next week, tell us what we're talking about next week.
Next week, we're going to talk about larceny from motor vehicles.
Something you heard me refer to a minute ago as LFAs.
LFAs, yeah. We've seen a slight uptick in those. And I think as we continue through the beginning of this school year, we may still see some of those, because a lot of our younger people are not doing in-person learning. So they're out. And they're, when I say breaking into vehicles, a majority of the reports that we take are for vehicles that are unlocked.
Unlocked.
Yeah. Unlocked, with sometimes even weapons, guns inside. So we're going to talk about that in our next episode.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for listening this week, and we look forward to the next episode.
Yep. See you guys on the next one.
Thank you for listening to another fun-filled episode of HPD HQ. If you like this episode and think someone else would too, please share it and don't forget to hit the subscribe option. You can also follow the Huntersville Police Department on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you would like to hear your comment or question read on air, please leave them at hpdpio@huntersville.org. That's hpdpio@huntersville.org. This is the Huntersville Police Department. Thank you for listening. And remember, making good choices makes for a better day.